In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'll try to speak over the plains today, do the best I can anyway. Today is the 3rd of July, and on the 3rd of July we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. St. Thomas the Apostle went to India and brought the gospel. We do not remember those things about Thomas the Apostle, but in India today they will have great celebrations because Jesus told the apostles to go to the whole earth, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria, throughout all the ends of the world, to proclaim the gospel. And as a result of persecution, Thomas went to India. And so, I remember one person saying to Father Joshi, who was from India, when did Christianity come to your country? He said, like the year 60 or 70. And the person was completely surprised. He said, 60 or 70? He said, yes, Thomas, St. Thomas, brought the gospel to India. The scripture tells us about Thomas, and unfortunately, the only thing we remember about Thomas is that Thomas doubted. Thomas doubted. I often quote Shakespeare in this regard because he said, "The good that men do is interred with their bones." And, you know, we always remember the negative. Thomas died as a martyr. That's who Thomas is and was. He not only doubted, but you would have doubted too if you were not in that upper room. And of course, I would have doubted three. And that's just the way it is. But Thomas died a martyr. We say Thomas the doubter. No, Thomas the martyr. Thomas the apostle. Thomas the one who sacrificed his life for the sake of the kingdom of God. What about you? What about me? You see, we can call him the doubter, but are we sacrificing our lives for the kingdom of God? Are we sacrificing our lives in union with the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we giving over ourselves like Thomas did, and as other people are today, especially in China, the Middle East, Nigeria, many countries in Africa, people who will die because they believe that Christ has come and that he has appeared in the flesh and that he is the Lord and that he died for our sins and that he rose from the dead. There are many people like Thomas who will die this week because they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we call Thomas the doubter, but I say Thomas the martyr. Martyr means witness. What about you? What about me? Don't be too hasty in judging Thomas when you live like a king or a queen or a prince or a princess. And you know, you will not even go out of your way to go to church, never mind die as a martyr. You will not even go out of your way to help people who are in need, never mind die as a martyr. I wonder today, all of us, and this will be a spot check by the Holy Ghost, I wonder today if we were accused of being Christian, if they would find enough evidence to convict us. I wonder today if they would find enough evidence for you and me to convict us of being Christian, that we truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have surrendered our lives over to him, that he is our Lord and our Savior, not only because we walked up at a Billy Graham crusade, but because we live for Jesus and not for ourselves. I wonder if they could find enough evidence to convict us of being Christian. I wonder. Let the Holy Ghost judge that one, okay? It is a good question to ask ourselves. If you were convicted of being a Christian, would they find enough evidence to convict you? Well, they did in Thomas's life. He died a martyr as he spread the gospel in India, as he went to India, from Jerusalem to India, and he didn't go American Airlines, and didn't go Delta. He went by his feet. Thanks be to God. and he went on those Roman roads that led to Rome. As I've often said, Caesar made all these Roman roads in order that all roads would lead to Rome and to lead to Caesar. But little did he know, these roads would be used for the gospel. Hallelujah. You see, even God can use Caesar. Even God can use Hitler. Even God can use the devil. And as a matter of fact, he does. Very interesting. If they convicted you of being a Christian and me, would they find enough evidence? Let's look at our nation now. We need to know that our nation was founded not only on Christian principles, because that is really untrue, but it was founded on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. We say that many of our forefathers were deists, which means it seems that they didn't believe in Christ. But when you read their writings, they talk about Jesus as Lord and Savior. They talk about Jesus as Master, and they talk about the cross. Deists in the days of 1776 are very different than deists today. I know people have said that Benjamin Franklin was not a Christian. But again, when you read what he says about Jesus Christ, it's very interesting because they talk about Jesus and they talk about this country as formed for and through the presence of Jesus Christ. These are the roots of the United States of America. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ha, ha, ha. Let's take those lines that we say in the Pledge of Allegiance. One nation. Well, that's true. We are one nation. Under God, only on our money. We are under God only on our money, no place else. In God we trust is only on our money. And if you have looked at the brand new coins of the dollar coins, they put "In God we trust" on the rim of the dollar coin, which means it will wear out first. Isn't that interesting? Very interesting. In God we trust, the rest of us pay cash, you know. In God we trust. One nation under God. We are not under God. We have deposed God a long time ago. We have thrown him out of our schools. We have thrown him out of our government. We have thrown him out of our morality. We have thrown God out. And I know on the 4th of July we'll all be singing, God bless America. Oh yeah, not on your life. Not until America repents and goes back to God. Not until America repents and gets on our faces before the living God and ask him for mercy because we have forgotten our roots. Our country began as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today, that is not true. That is not true. And to say that it is true would be to be lying through our teeth. One nation under our own pride, not under God, thinking that we are the country and we are God's star in the sky. God must bow down to us because we are so great and we can do whatever we want because we are free. Let me tell you about freedom. Freedom comes with a price. It came in the Revolutionary War with the price of the blood of the Minutemen. Freedom comes with a price. And with freedom comes responsibility. Where there is no responsibility, there is no freedom. There is only license. License to follow the ways of the flesh. Let me tell you that much. We have become a nation not of freedom, but of license. That we can do whatever we want. But let me tell you this again. What we sow is what we reap. What you sow is what you reap. What I sow is what I reap. Let us see what we have been sowing recently. Let us look at what we have been sowing recently. What is the basic unit of society? The family. Let us look at the family right now and see what we have been doing with the family. First of all, men and women, before they get married, live together. This is the family. Two people cohabiting a home together with a dog, probably, because the dog is the replacement for the baby. Very nice. Dogs are very beautiful, but they do not replace children. Cats are very lovely, but they do not replace children. If you have no children because God didn't bless you with children, that's an area of pain. And thank God for dogs and cats, okay? Thank God for dogs and cats in that experience. But we have men and women cohabiting an apartment before they get married. And then, if they do get married, because, you know, marriage is an option now, living together is the way it goes, and most people who get married are living together now. Most people, unfortunately, most Catholics and most Christians are living together. Morals? There are no morals. There are no morals. Let us then go to the next step. Because we have approved of the morality of a man and a man and a woman and a woman. That's what we have approved. We have said that this is a civil marriage in Massachusetts. That's what we're sowing. We are sowing sin. When you sow sin, you reap violence. When you sow sin, you reap violence. One nation under God? I don't think so. Today, at the abortion mill, only God knows how many women went in, dragged by men. Dragged by men. Believe me, they're dragged. It's really a caveman. Caveman getting the woman by the hair and pulling her in. Because you know why? People say it's a woman's choice. It's not a woman's choice. It's all about the man, because the man doesn't have to pay 18 years of money for the baby. You see? So he'll pay the $500 for the abortion, but that's now he's scot-free, because it's not about a woman, it's about a man, because he doesn't have to pay 18 years of child support. Hallelujah. So what did we sow today? Only God knows, maybe 25 women went in to have their children aborted today at Planned Parenthood. Maybe more, because tomorrow's a holiday. The 4th of July is a holiday, and they're closed, so they have double business today, which means they're not going to be very careful with the women. That's just the way it is, okay? One nation under God? I don't think so. Then let us look at embryonic stem cell research now. And you know, we have a Catholic now who was the head of University of Massachusetts in Boston, a Catholic doctor who goes to Mass and who's a lovely man. He's a lovely man. Who's heading up the billions of dollars they've given Massachusetts for embryonic stem cell research. A Catholic doctor who goes to Mass. Beautiful man. I don't know how he went wrong, but he's gone wrong. A Catholic doctor. He's now in Worcester. Very sad. Very sad. One nation under God. I don't think so. We will be harvesting hearts, we'll be harvesting legs, we'll be harvesting kidneys, we'll be harvesting people. Oh yes, it's all about cloning. One nation under God? I don't think so. Let's look at Babel. Babel is a very interesting story. They told me it wasn't true. We are living Babel. They wanted to build a tower to reach God because they wanted to be God, and God confounded them. and changed their languages, and they could not understand each other. Let me tell you, we are living in Babel. We are living in Babylon. Babylon is the United States of America. We are living in Babylon. We are living in Babel. We have tried. We have tried. We have deposed God. We have placed ourselves on the throne. We have lived like Sodom and Gomorrah and worse, because we've legalized marriage between a man and a woman, a man and a man, and a woman and a woman. We've legalized it. They never did that in Sodom and Gomorrah. We'll be harvesting embryos. We'll be harvesting legs. We'll be harvesting hearts. It'll be like the old movie Coma, C-O-M-A. I think you should go find the old movie Coma and see what it was all about. I saw it in the 70s, I believe, and I said, oh, this is terrible. This is scary. This is what's going to be happening. In Coma, what they did is they would get poor people, put them in a deep coma. They would sell their organs for rich people. That's what they did. In the 70s, there was some scientific, you know, it was science fiction, really. Science fiction, that's exactly what they'll do. They'll take, and this doctor, who's a Catholic, who was the head of University of Massachusetts, I think his name is Dr. Collins, he will be the one, and the devil loves this, he loves to get Catholics involved in this kind of stuff. He will be the one that will go to Mass on a Sunday and even get his ashes on a Wednesday. And, of course, go to all the holy days, and he does. But he will be the one that will be responsible for cloning in Massachusetts and taking individuals, because a fertilized egg is an individual, even scientifically. Science says that life begins at fertilization. That's what science says, not religion. He will be the one that will be the mastermind. Just like Hitler was a Catholic, he'll be a Catholic too. How sick. One nation under God? I don't think so. Now, with all the things that I'm saying, look at what we're sowing. Look at what we're planting. Look at what we're planting. Look at what we're planting. One nation under God? No, it's not under God. It's not undo, and neither is it indivisible, because, you know, in him all things hold together. That's what it says in Colossians. In Jesus Christ all things hold together, and apart from him everything falls apart. Let me say that again. In him, it tells us in the letter of the Colossians, all things hold together. But the opposite is true. Apart from him, all things fall apart. We are not in him. We are apart from him. We have spit on him, and we have made our own declaration of independence from him. Even as we declared our declaration of independence from Mother England, we have declared our declaration of independence from the living God. That's what we have done in the United States of America. So when you hear God bless America on the 4th of July, under your breath, you better say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, do not give us what we deserve. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on your people. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us for mocking you. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us for trying to be God, for building a tower to reach God. Lord Jesus Christ, if you give us what we deserve, we will fall. We will fall like ancient Greece and ancient Rome. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us. Forgive us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us for the sake of the blood that you shed on the cross. Have mercy on your people for the sake of our little children. Have mercy on your people. Have mercy. 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 We have declared our independence from God, and we have declared ourselves God. We are Babylon. That's what we are in the United States. But not only in the United States, in Israel also. Not only in Israel, but in so many other countries. We have declared ourselves as God Almighty. And you know what? Each one of us have shoes and feet made of clay. And we cannot be God Almighty. Our shoes are too small, and our feet are made of clay. Oh, no, God, you will not bless America, but please bring us to repentance. Please bring us to repentance before it's too late. For greater nations than us have fallen. Greater kingdoms than us have fallen. Greater. When we deposed you, O Lord, that was the beginning. When we said you could not pronounce the name of Jesus in schools, that was the beginning. And it has snowballed to the point of a complete declaration of independence from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One nation under God with liberty and justice for all? I don't think so. I don't think so. If you're an old person and you're in a hospital, it's not justice for all. You will not get the care of a young person. As a matter of fact, if you're sick, they'll say, don't feed him, let him die. Don't give him any, what do they call it? Drip, drip, drip. Intravenous? No. Let him die. Just let him die. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? I don't think so. To the haves, there'll be liberty and justice, but not to the have-nots, not to the elderly, not to the broken, not to the sick. Let's think about this. We have a big billboard in East Boston, in Revere, that talks about children that are, what do they call them? My little friends. Special children. Down syndrome. It talks about, oh, she has love. She has love. She can love. Yeah, but if you find out you're having a Down syndrome baby, you want to know the first thing they say? Abort. Abort! She can love, yeah, but in the womb, abort! And I know three babies, at least, that were supposed to be Down syndrome. And they're not Down syndrome any more than I am. And the parents were all told, abort! And even if they were Down syndrome, what right do we have to kill a child? With liberty and justice for all? I don't think so. But let me tell you about liberty and justice for all. If one person is being abused, then everyone is being abused. Because you know what? Who's making the decision as who will be abused? Today, it's children in the womb and old people. Let's kill them. We saw the movie Million Dollar Baby. Remember that one? Oh, I knew the ending. I knew the ending. When she went in a coma, I knew what was going to happen. No one had to tell me. I didn't read the reviews. I knew, because we live in a society of death, because it's a death society, it's a culture of death. I knew it was going to happen. I knew that they were going to kill her. I knew they were going to kill her. I knew. And I remember when the guy walked into the hospital, I remember so clearly. It was dark. It was evening. It was dark. It was evening. It was dark. No moon. And I remember how he killed her, how he put more whatever in her that would morphine maybe to kill her. And you know what? When he left, the sun was shining on his head. He was the hero. And I knew it was going to win all the Academy Awards. Why not? We live in a culture of death. We salute death. As long as it's not your death. But you know what? When one person is taken advantage of, then your life is meaningless. Because who will decide who's next? Have mercy on us, O Lord, in your kindness, in your fidelity, blot out our offenses, thoroughly wash us from our guilt, and cleanse us from our sin. If thou, O Lord, should mark our sins, Lord, who would survive? But with you is compassion. Thoroughly wash us from our sins, cleanse us from our guilt. A clean heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Wash me more and more from my guilt and cleanse me of my sin. O God, our country started off on the right foot, but we are completely lost. Bring us back, bring us back, bring us back, bring us back. Cause us to fall on our faces again and to say, oh, there is only one God and one mediator between God and man, that is Jesus Christ the Lord. Father, forgive us for the sake of his blood. Forgive us for the sake of our children. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. And cause there to be revival in the Holy Spirit. Raise up men and women filled with God. Raise up men and women filled with the Spirit. Raise up men and women who will be persecuted for the sake of Jesus. Raise up men and women who will be Christian and they'll find evidence to convict us. Raise up men and women and children who will live for your Son. Raise them up, raise them up, raise them up, even out of the stones, raise them up, because, Lord, we are desperate for you in America. Forgive us for dethroning you, for you are the one true God, the only God, the holy God, and we ask mercy. On July 4th, we will be at the Espousal Retreat House. Yes, there will be a service on July 4th. Maybe nobody will be there, but we will be there, and we will be worshiping God. 7:30, the Espousal Retreat House, July 4th. We will have our own fireworks there. We will praise God, and we'll bless him because he's worthy to be praised. Remember, he is worthy to be praised. So if you'd like to come on the 4th of July, you are welcome at the Espousal Retreat House, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101. And I need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.